بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين. My lecture now, how to evaluate yourself according to the will of God. Actually, usually we underestimate ourselves or overestimate ourselves, over or under evaluate ourselves. We need to know how God looks at us. We need to know how we will be evaluated on the day of condemnation. يعني في اليوم الأخير ربنا هيقيمك إزاي. We need to know this, and this will affect all the ministry for all life. I'm starting with the Revelation chapter 22nd, the last chapter in the Bible. Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward with me, to give to everyone according to his work. So we had a promise from our Lord that he will come to reward each of us according to the work done by him, to the ministry. So what are the points of evaluation for your work, for the ministry will do? The first point, الأمانة, honesty. How much honest you are. Because it's written in Matthew 25, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So the first point in assessment, in evaluation, in the last day, how much faithful you were, how much honest you were, honest to others, honest to the word, honest to the duty taken, honest to the program, spiritual program you have, honest in your confession, honest in your prayer. The faithfulness is the first item in your evaluation. So it's better to evaluate yourself from now on this, how much faithful you are. Faithful to God and faithful to others, and faithful to yourself, faithful to your word, to everything. Also it's written, and the Lord said, who then is the faithful and wise steward? We all are stewards, wukala, huh? Whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season. طوبى لذلك العبد. بعد كده بيقول كده, يا بخت الراجل الفيثفول ده لما يجي سيده في المعاد. So look at it, faithfulness came before even wise. So better to be faithful even more than to be wise. We need to be both, but be faithful first of all. لأنه ممكن واحد يقول, I don't have much of this, I don't have these talents of ministry, I cannot do like Mervet or Fadi or Marina. Or stop thinking this way. Just be faithful in your work. Be honest in whatever you have, whatever you do. And this faithfulness is the first point you will be evaluated on. You know, this is very relative from one to the other. Also it's written in Revelation, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Faithfulness will change from stage in life or phase to another phase. You might be faithful in your youth part of life, but after marriage you lose your faithfulness. You are not honest like before because you are busy with many other things. Please stick to be faithful the whole life. Be faithful until death. I will give you the crown of life. So remind yourself of the first point in evaluation is faithfulness or honesty. The second point is التارك والتعب. يعني whatever effort you have done or whatever you left for the Lord. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. So it's not very different to the Lord. Either you start, you plant, or you water. This is the process of pastoral care or fishing or the start of preaching, you know. For the Lord it's no big difference. between those who plant, who start, and others who just water. You know, it's kind of excitement when you start, when you plant. But actually for the Lord it's the same. But the crown is related not either to planting or watering, but each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Labor يعني التعب, المجهود اللي انت عملته. Toil is also a nice word. So the labor or toil or effort or whatever, fatigue, كل ده بيحدد انت مركزك عند ربنا ايه. That's why our Lord, when was speaking to Hananiah with the story of Saul, St. Paul, he told Hananiah, سأريه كم ينبغي أن يتعب من أجل اسمي. It's not like a punishment, it was a reward to him. I will show him how much he will toil for me. So this is a blessing for Saul, for St. Paul. And he said later on, أنا تعبت أكثر من كله. And he was happy saying so. So remind yourself that the toil, the labor, the pain, the suffering, the leaving for the giving up for the Lord is a major indicator for your honesty and for your ministry. Also another verse is very important. Saint Paul was saying, but by the grace of God I'm what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. You know, in Corinthians, they were putting St. Paul in comparison with other apostles and other teachers. And this was hurting to St. Paul, because this is his ministry and these were his disciples. But he ignored all the gifts, all the miracles he had done, all the churches he opened, and he only was focusing on one single point: I labored more abundantly than they all. So it was clear in his mind that the labor is the major part before the eyes of the Lord in evaluation and steward after. But the grace of God which was with me. So he even made this labor related to the grace of God, not to himself. So first of all, be faithful, and second point, remind yourself of how much labor you are giving in your ministry. You know, in the ministry some names shine on earth. They are not literally, those names will shine in heaven. You understand what I mean? Some names on earth will be famous in ministry, but others are not as famous at them, as not shining on earth at them, but they maybe in heaven they will be more shining than anybody. Also it's written in St. Mark, Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and lands with persecutions related to the labor. You understand? So he was gifted with the persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. So look to the eyes of the Lord. He evaluate this, he consider this giving up. So he said again, no one has left and name it houses, people, whatever. Now the Lord consider whatever you leave. If you leave your house for 1 week, this is very much considerable to God. So if you leave your house 1 month or 2 months, it's more precious. Okay, if you left the whole life, much more precious. And if you leave your job, your quality of job, your standard, your whatever, كل ده محسوب عند ربنا وغالي عند ربنا. So the second point, I think this is the second point, is the labor and leaving for the Lord. The third one, some Somebody may be honest in many things, in speech, in praying. Somebody may be may give up many things for the Lord, or may give some labor for the ministry, but away from love, all his work is zero. This is quite clear in the Solomon sing a Song of Songs of the Solomon. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised. The Shalmis brothers. تحتقر احتقارا يعني العربي بتاعها لز كل إذا أعطى الإنسان كل ثروة بيته بدل المحبة تحتقر احتقارا يعني إيه يعني even if you give money for this ministry, if you work hard for the ministry, if you travel here and there for the ministry, but without the taste of love to the servants around, to the people you serve, to God and people everywhere you go, you are losing everything. You are wasting your time. You gain nothing. So remind yourself that love is very essential to be highly evaluated before the eyes of the Lord. Also written to the story of love, though I bestow all my goods to feed, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. This is quite clear. Imagine somebody who gave his life in ministry, but he couldn't love the people around. He couldn't love the servants around. He lost his life in vain for nothing. This is very important. So always evaluate yourself on this point. Do you really love the people you serve with? Do you love the people you serve? Do you love God? We should ask ourselves this question daily. Also written, by this all will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another, not by doing miracles, not by speaking in tongues, not by opening hundreds of churches, not by making projects by millions, but only by loving each other, now you are Christ's disciples. The fourth point, discipleship or developing disciples. Look, we may be very good servants, but our days on earth is very minimal, you know. Remind yourself, you will serve like what? Let's say 40 years. If you have the chance to serve 40 years, but you couldn't make any disciples after, your service will be finished by your going away. But if you leave hundreds of disciples, now your service will never end. You are gaining for hundreds of years serving by discipleship. So please consider this point very important. It's not important to do everything by yourself. It's much more important to teach people to do the ministry themselves. You may guide them, you may show them the way, but you will never live long. طبعا ربنا يديك العمر يعني بس انا ما اقصدش ادعي عليكم انا اقصد not enough خلاص ما تزعليش بس اقصد يعني احيانا الخادم يا جماعة يبقى عنده نوع من الobsession that nobody can make the service like him. And this stands a very bad obstacle in the service. Please delegate the service. Teach people to serve. Disciple them. Help them to start their way. Let them do whatever you dream. But you sit down for some time. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who can make the whole service by himself, by the angels, he sat down and let the apostles preach the word for some time. So consider this. For the ministry to continue, you should consider this point. Your first goal is to make disciples. Whatever young you are, consider this point with the start of the service. With any service starting, please consider who will follow the service after you. from day one. Not after starting the service 2 years, 3 years, and then thinking who will take over. No, please from day one think what's after you. Go therefore and make disciples. This was the last commandment given by the Lord to the disciples. He did not say even go and preach, but he said it in Matthew at least, make disciples of all the nations. As if this is the key of preaching, to get the whole nation, the whole world in the net of the Lord, just make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So just give them the orthodox faith and the right way to walk, and then guide them in walking, and then go to others to disciple them. Also written in Timothy, the second letter, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So look to this. Paul is delivering the message to his disciple Timothy, and he asking Timothy to commit these to faithful men. This is the third generation, and this faithful men will be able to teach others. So he is looking after his going to heaven, how the ministry will continue. He is thinking what's after him. He is busy thinking who will continue the service. Is he faithful enough to continue the road as started by the Lord? In this point also, it's written for St. Paul, when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. This was part of your homework, if you remember. In Acts 14, you know, Acts 14 is the first journey to St. Paul. We are starting the evangelism to St. Paul. But with the start of his journeys to Europe, this was the first one. He was busy making disciples. Made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. Also, by making disciples, you will never stay in the same place for a long period. The church will spread fast because you are spreading the word of God through the disciples, the local ones. So again, I'm thinking how our Lord will evaluate us. Because by making many disciples, now the fruits are much more many than yours. So this will be in your favor in evaluation, by making hundreds and thousands of disciples. The fifth point, fruits and gifts. He who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands, who indeed bears fruit and produces some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. You know, there are many explanations of these numbers. Some say maybe related to the power of these people. They cannot produce more than 30. And if they cannot make more than 30, then 30 over 30, they are 100% successful. You understand? But some believe that this could be part of the evaluation, that the fruits, 30 out of 100, you can gain more, but you didn't work enough. You didn't make all the work should be done. You could make it 60, you could make it 100. So look at both ways. It could be 30, this is your maximum, and in another explanation, it could be 30 out of 100. Why don't you try more? Why don't you try harder? Why don't you make disciples so the 30 comes to 100? You understand? So you can consider the evaluation related to the fruits, and the fruits always related to the gifts or talents, because God will never wait out of you if you cannot make this. He will ask you only for the gifts or talents you had. He gave you. Also on this point, it's written in Daniel Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness, many, look to this, those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever, because they turn many. So they saved many. So the many worth, the many is very much evaluated before the eyes of the Lord. So when you look this to this, okay, you can think of numbers, but never ever forget that the value of each of them worth the blood of Christ. So it's not a kind of wasting time with one, no, but you have one eye on each of them and the other eye of the number. You dream of gaining each of them and many of them. You understand the idea? So this is part of the evaluation. How many? How many you saved all through your life? How many you could turn to the righteousness? Also written, then came the first saying, Master, your مينة المن اللي هو المنة المنة ده كان يا جماعة زي الوديعة كده واخدين بالكم يعني some of money بيشتغل في السوق يعني واخدين بالكم فزي ما تقول مثلا شهادة معينة بعشر تلاف منة كان يعني يعتبروها كده has earned 10 minas so this mina earned 10 minas this was the first one evaluated and he was highly evaluated with the Lord. The sixth point, avoiding offenses. You know, like in any business, you are gaining and you are losing. In our business, in our ministry, we are gaining people, we are gaining love, we preach. But while gaining, we may lose, and this kind of losing, it's let's consider like subtracted from our gain. Understand? When you lose one, it equals a lot in the eyes of the Lord. So please, while serving the Lord, avoid offenses. Because this kind of offenses, you may lose many. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. Look to this. Because he was always evaluated before the eyes of the Lord. He always think of no offense of any kind. He should speak in a good way, look in a very good look, care for everyone, because he is not ready to lose any. No offenses in everything. Consider this part of your evaluation, because you may lose many. Also it's written, "Oh, to the world because of offenses." الويل للعالم من العصرات. For offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. اوعى تاخد ويل بدل بركة, لأن الأوفنس ده هيخسرك كتير قوي. فالواحد يخاف من الحتة دي. Also it's written, if your hand or foot causes you to sin, this is kind of offense, cut it off and cast it from you. It's better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting life, everlasting fire. In this case, in your service, you may stop serving just to avoid offenses. Stop kind of service, I mean. You may postpone some of your projects or dreams just to avoid offending others. Understand? This is a major rule in our service. You may change your plan. You may lose more money, but not offending any one. The seventh item is God's will. You may serve, but by your mind, by your passion, by your heart, by your readings, by people pushing you, but not according to God's will. So like running in a race, but not the one God designed. You understand? So take care. Saint Paul at a time, as I mentioned before, was dreaming of preaching the word of God to Jews. But the Lord had different plan. And he was dreaming after two Asians, but the Lord had different plan. So he surrendered to the Lord and he guided him, and now the fruits are much more than imagined before. You understand the idea? So please stick to the will of God. This needs praying, long praying, ongoing praying, so God can guide you all through the service. Not your mind, not the word of the people around, not your readings, not your passion, not the logic. Take care. Many things may guide you even in the service, but this is not accepted. By doing God's will, now you are highly evaluated. You are very much appreciated by the Lord, because you are doing His will. And it's very specific, by the way. It's very specific. It's not like vague one. No. He always have His plan. And you should look for this plan of the Lord. So it's written here, also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Now the rules is the God's will. Also it's written, so he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He was smart enough, he was spiritual enough to say, Lord, I won't go by my will anymore. I don't want my logic anymore. I don't want myself in your ministry. Just guide the way, drive. Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Surely this was not the will of St. Paul to wait. He is not the man of waiting, you know. He is very passionate one. He is very energetic. I don't think just to wait for somebody to tell him it's his will, but now it's God's will. So he should wait and wait for the next message coming through Hanani. Also it's written, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worked, look to this, who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Again, this is very important verse. Please focus on this. Works all things according to the counsel of his will. يعمل كل شيء حسب رأي مشيئته. Definitely he has his plan for you, for each day, for each hour, for each hour. كل لحظة لها البلان عند ربنا. So by praying you can know and you can go the will of God. To the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Lastly, I would say the humility or humbleness. Why we should add this in the evaluation? Because you may gain some glory out of people. And this glory coming to you out of people may take some of the glory waiting you in heaven. I mean, taking some of the glory of God is against His will, is negative in your ministry. So you should be humble enough, and you should see yourself least and last in your service, to take the whole glory waiting you in heaven. This is very important. You know, if you serve hard and if you really give everything to the Lord and you are proud of what you're doing, this kind of pride may let you out with nothing. It's written, I do not receive honor from men. I do not wait honor from men. I do not need any glory from men. Please think this way to عشان تصون أجرك السماء وتحافظ عليه. Also more manifested in Matthew chapter 6. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. كلمة دي بتخوف يا جماعة. بعد كل الخدمة دي ممكن تلاقي ربنا يقول لك، تقول له رب فين حسابي، يقول لك هو انت ما خدتوش يا حبيبي، انت اتحاسبت امتى يا رب، انا اول مره اقف قصادك، تقول له لا ما انت خدت على الارض خلاص، مش الناس سقفت، مش بقيت مهم، مش انت كنت مبسوط بروحك زياده. حاجه تخوف، واخدين بالكم؟ فحته assuredly كلمه تخوف. I say to you because he is the judge, he is the one who will evaluate. قد استوفوا أجرهم. They have their reward. They had it on earth. So if you like to keep your reward on in heaven, please avoid this kind of pride and stick to humility. A very good verse in Proverbs in chapter 22. By humility and the fear of the Lord, riches and honor and life. So by humility and fear of the Lord are riches. If you want to be rich in heaven, keep yourself in humility and fear of the Lord. And honor, weigh the honor out of the Lord, and eternal life subsequently.